NASA has successfully tested an airplane-like engine at nearly 10 times the speed of sound. At that speed, you could fly from Washington, D.C. to New York City. That's a distance of more than 200 miles in about 2 minutes. Yesterday's test flight lasted only 10 seconds. The engine got a big initial boost from a rocket, and then an air-breathing engine took over and set a new speed record for that kind of engine. The technology could lead to ultra-fast missiles or cheaper transportation to orbit. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
If you've ever seen a picture of the space shuttle on the launch pad, you'll notice it rides piggyback on a gigantic orange tank. That heavy tank carries fuel, which seems kind of silly because a lot of the fuel is oxygen. Mark Lewis is chief scientist of the United States Air Force.
If you think about it, we live in a sea of oxygen. Our atmosphere is full of oxygen. And a rocket which carries its oxygen in a fuel tank is the equivalent of a fish swimming around in the ocean carrying with it a canteen of drinking water. And why carry it with you when you can collect it as you're flying?
The engine tested yesterday, called a scramjet, did just that. NASA calls the X-43A a vehicle, but it's more like a flying wing, a 12-foot-long surfboard that's mostly engine. It began strapped to the underside of an airplane's wing. The plane took off from Edwards Air Force Base in California and flew out over the Pacific Ocean. Then the plane released the X-43A, and it fell away.
Launch. Launch.
Sequence reset.
But release.
A rocket boosted the test craft to nearly 10 times the speed of sound. For 10 seconds, the X-43A flew, taking in oxygen from the air and combusting it with another fuel component. Then, as planned, the engine shut off, and the X-43A crashed into the ocean. Griff Korpening, one of the project's engineers, gave commentary from the ground.
I cannot hardly explain my excitement at this point, and it's absolutely overwhelming to see this come to conclusion. What a day for the X-43A team. What a day for NASA, and certainly a day that all of America can be proud of.
This was the X-43A's third and last flight. The first one veered off course and had to be blown up. The second one successfully flew at 7 times the speed of sound. NASA is expected to mothball most of its hypersonic research after this project. While a scramjet has many advantages, some engineers feel that rockets will always make more sense. They argue in part that if you're traveling to space, you're going to need a rocket anyway when you get so high that the oxygen in the atmosphere thins out. Randy Volan, the engineer in charge of the X-43A's propulsion team, was optimistic about the technology's future. He spoke at a press conference after the flight.
Hopefully we can go on beyond this to do some more things in this area. It's easier than it. I think it's easier than people think it is. We can really do this stuff. I guess that's my message I'd like to say. I don't mean to make it sound too easy, but it's definitely doable.
The idea of hypersonic jet engines has been around for about 40 years. There was a time when people felt it would revolutionize commercial flights. After we spoke, Mark Lewis, the U.S. Air Force chief scientist, headed off to the airport. He said he would be flying on a very subsonic 757, sitting back in coach class, wishing it went faster. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
More information about NASA's X-43A scramjet is available at npr.org.